In the mid-1980s, I planted a church in downtown Long Beach, California. I envied the Pentecostal church down the street, which seemed to be full every night of the week. Our church was meeting in my home. A rescue mission worker named Jane spent the summer helping to plant this inner-city church. "Jane," I commented one day, "we need to provide more services. I think that's the key to a successful church like the one down the street." Jane shook her head as she replied, "Joel, these people don't need more meetings. What they really need is to learn to feed themselves from God's Word. Would it be better to hand out food to those needy people throughout their lives, or to teach them how to work so they could feed themselves?" I tried to argue, but my words fell flat. I knew she was right. I had forgotten that busy church activities could never replace the personal, spiritual needs of church members. My primary calling as a church planter was not to make people dependent on me through multiple worship services. I needed to teach them how to feed themselves in order to sustain a dynamic relationship with Jesus Christ. Daily Bread. There is no question that the combination of worship, powerful preaching, and intimate fellowship found in attending church services deepens our relationship with Christ. But the impact is temporary. We need additional spiritual food to help us face the daily challenges of our lives. When God provided bread from heaven, manna, for his people, the Israelites, he commanded them to gather it daily, or it would spoil. A day's worth of manna was good for only one day. We too need daily spiritual food to face the unique challenges that each day brings. Jesus said, "Each day has enough trouble of its own," Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Yesterday's blessing and anointing will not prepare you to face today's cares, trials, and heartaches. You need fresh nourishment from Jesus today. I confess that I do not always believe in the importance of making my quiet time a daily activity. At times I would say, "I'm too busy today, God. I'll do extra devotionals tomorrow." I did not realize how much I would need fresh nourishment today as well as tomorrow. While God will use Sunday morning preaching to feed, transform, and encourage you, do not stop there. Spend time with him every day. As you feed on God's written word, listen to his voice and receive the filling of the Spirit. You will be renewed and encouraged to serve him more effectively. We love him because he first loved us. I am constantly amazed by the sincere love my three girls offer me. "Daddy, we just want to be with you," is their constant refrain. Their desire is not to fulfill a ritual or achieve a good work. They are acting on a natural desire that God has placed within them to love and to be loved. Similarly, spending time with God every day is not a meritorious act to make us worthy in his sight. To prove ourselves before God, to offer him another good work. Rather, our quiet times are a response to his love. Because Jesus loves us and has made us righteous by his blood, we desire to spend time with him and know him more intimately. We long to be with him, not because we have to, but because we want to. A.W. Tozer, a spiritual leader of the 20th century, said, "We pursue God because and only because he has first put an urge within us that spurs us to pursuit. God's grace births a desire in us to spend time with him. We simply respond to his love and desire to enter his presence." Henry Ward Beecher, a U.S. clergyman and popular orator of the 19th century, related an incident about a laborer on his father's farm in Litchfield, Connecticut. He had a little room, in one corner of which I had a small cot, and as a boy I used to lie there and wonder at the enthusiasm with which he engaged in his devotions. It was a regular thing. First, he would read the New Testament, hardly aware that I was in the room. Then he would ultimately pray and sing and laugh. I never saw the Bible enjoyed like that. But I want to bear record that this praying made a profound impression upon me. It never entered my mind whether or not his actions were appropriate. I only thought, how that man does enjoy it. I gained from him more of an idea of the desirableness of rejoicing prayer than I ever did from my mother or father. He led me to see that there should be real overflowing gladness and thanksgiving in it all, Ask God to make your quiet time a delight. He wants to remove the heavy burden of checking the time clock. Although you might find it difficult at first, God desires to make your quiet time the most enjoyable part of your day.